Okay, Shalom Rabbi Yisai. We are beginning now the dialogue that the Chavetz Chavavos is leading up to of the intellect guided by Hashem guiding the person. The person is turning to consult with his Seichel and say, okay, get me where I want to get. I want to get closer. I want to get further. How do I get there? So I'll just note the Chavetz Chavavos very much stipulated that you have to be in a certain place before this could really start happening. We tend to think of, you talk about the regesh in the heart, and the seichel is intellect. And therefore, the seichel will be guiding you in the right way. The only question is, does your heart fight it or not? Right? So, here's my Rebbe of mine put it. He said, it's not exactly so. He said, the way it works is like this. The heart comes to the seichel and says, tell me what I should do. The seichel says, well, what would you like me to tell you? So the heart says, tell me the right thing. So the seichel says, I know, but what do you want the right thing to say? You tip me off, you clue me in, and then I'll tell you the right thing. That's the process. Our seichel is, until we work on removing the layers of our own ulterior agendas, the seichel is in the employ of our desires, our hearts. The avoda is to get it to a place where I can move a lot of these feelings out of the way and really let the seichel dictate, on the contrary, to the heart, what it should be feeling. So the Chavetz Chavavos is telling us, in order to really consider it real that you are being guided through your seichel on a path of growth, you have to have worked on yourself significantly before that. You have to have been getting what we're going to call external guidance. Right? And I'm talking about now the process of internal progress, where you are, it's coming from within yourself, the direction you should be moving on. But before you get there, we need a lot of external guidance. You need to be working with instruction. You need to be working with Sifrei Musar in order to keep you focused properly. But then, okay, you get to this stage where the Seichel is beginning to guide you. And when that, on page Reish Nun Beis in the Lev Tov, I hear myself very loud. I'm contained in a small little cubicle. How are we? Are we okay? Yeah, okay. Fine. So, the Seichel says to the Nefesh, do you really want to assume the path of Taka, getting onto a path of reciprocating, so to speak? And the person says, I say to her, yes, I really, really do want to do that. And then the Seichel comes and tells you, be ready for it to be a tough pill to swallow. That's not much how he's putting it. He says, in order for a person to take a bitter medicine, he really has to be motivated to get healthy. So you have to be ready to swallow some bitter pills in order to get to a true path of the next level of growth. So Amar Nefesh. So the Nefesh answers, Kaspi Chazak, my longing is great, Vitari Gadol, and I'm in distress over not knowing how to go about expressing my gratitude to Hashem. Ritzloya mimashetasi gyodi mimashieshle lekayoloi. No, I am itching and I am really longing to, yes, pay Hashem back to whatever extent I can. So get me on the path. So the Seichel says, in timely MS Kashel Sipart, if you're really being honest with yourself, then the remedy might work. The Meineno MS Kashel Amart, but if it isn't true, Like Tefati Elonafsheikh, you're only going to be kidding yourself. Let's say you have a person comes to the doctor, has to describe his symptoms. The doctor wants to know exactly what his symptoms are, right? So he knows that his neighbor went to the doctor yesterday with the same symptoms. And when the doctor described to the doctor all the symptoms, so the doctor said, no more sugar. Now that's a horrible fate. And this person wants to avoid that at all costs. So he comes to the doctor and he asks his neighbor, what were the critical symptoms that really earned you that terrible verdict? And he says, well, tell him about your headaches, but not a good idea to mention fatigue. If you're going to mention the fatigue also, you're going to find yourself going down the same path of no sugar. So the person goes into the doctor, tells him about his headaches. The doctor says, you also feel fatigued throughout the day? No. Oh, okay, fine. So take Akamol. Comes out, Baruch Hashem. I managed to pull it over the doctor, and I got away with it. I can continue eating sugar. Where'd he get himself? He didn't get himself anywhere. So the Chovetz Chaim Vavis is saying, you have to really be ready and determined to swallow difficult pills. When a sick person lies to the doctor, all he's really fooling is himself. What is he doing? He's making the doctor waste his time. But all he's going to get out of this is he's just going to get sicker. So don't say that you're really ready to approach this if you aren't. So I'm on Nefesh. So the Nefesh says, hey, so how do I determine if it's really true or not my desire? In other words, the Seichel is putting the person through a certain process of, are you really ready for this? He has to convince him that he really is ready. So, what's the significance of that? Where is this practical in our lives? That this whole process of, are you really ready? No, okay, so if you don't want to grow, don't grow. Like, what exactly is the problem? My understanding, if we'll just translate this into our practical terms, is I'll give a muster like this. I'll give an example like this. When I was a teenager, an inspired teenager, I decided that I read a lot of biographies and I knew about growth, and I decided that the thing for me to do now is fast. Okay? I was in yeshiva. I have to start fasting because I want to get to the top quickly. And that's definitely one of the criteria for a kaddish. Fast every day. So there was a period where I was fasting day after day, and then at night I ate, I had some bread with tea. I really started doing myself in. And basically, okay, the Mashkiach handled it with a lot of seichel. He didn't come and start discussing with me, should you be doing this, should you not be doing this. He just came over to me one day and said, you're looking pale to me, I think I want to send you home. And whatever it is, the bottom line was, I told him, I think I know what the problem is, it'll be okay in a couple of days. Okay, it got me off the path of. But what's the point that I want to? The point out of this that I want to get out of this is that a person has to be very clear with himself in terms of where he's holding and what steps he should be taking now. A person feels inspired. He wants to suddenly take big jumps. He wants to make massive transformations in his life. And people can spend a lot of time jumping and missing the mark, and jumping and missing the mark, and they can waste a lot of time where they can be making real progress because of the fact that they don't want to compromise, they don't want to settle for less than the top, and therefore, you just keep banging at a closed door when you're not holding there. So, for me, practically, the message of the Chovetz Chaim Vavis is, when you want to get ahead and you're inspired to move forward, have a realistic picture of what are you up to and what steps are you ready to take. Don't jump too fast, too quickly, because you're only going to be kidding yourself. You're only going to be kidding yourself. So know where you're holding, know what you can handle, know what you're ready for, and plan your steps accordingly. But back to our dialogue. Amar la seichel. So the seichel says to the person, "Em yekos bechloi, acha yidia brua ba'oitze mashat chayves alekim min hagvul." If you have really internalized quite how much you owe Hashem, now I'm going to skip a little bit because the Chavis HaVavis is basically very much hammering home the point. I'm going to skip a little bit in order to get to the next stage of the discussion. Basically, what the Seichel is doing with the Nefesh comes and says, if you really think you're ready to take this step, if you really feel that burning desire to get ahead, not just because it's momentary inspiration, because you have really come to appreciate and internalize what you owe Hashem, and you've really been Zoicha to a sense of discomfort. And again, this is not a fleeting moment of inspiration. You are really experiencing sustained discomfort over the fact that I owe Hashem so much and I don't know what to do with myself. So then, you may be ready to really start approaching the bitter pill that you have to swallow first in order to move in this direction. So he says you have to realize that there are things that you are accustomed to and that you really enjoy, and you're going to have to start moving them out of your life if you want to get ahead. And here the Nefesh asks, okay, what is that? Now, moving further really is going to require some preface. So, okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here for today. And yeah, we'll continue next week. In Mitzvah Hashem, we have the drasha on Zoom at 8:45, Bli Neda. Okay, good night, Rabbi Yisai. Good night, Rabbi Yisai. Were we heard well?
Yes, thank you very much.